It's Wednesday, the 13th of August, 2014. I'm Ruth, also known as R2UK, and this is my Audio Boo audio blog. I'm in the Nissan Leaf again this morning, driving on my way to work, taking a slightly different route this morning because I've had to divert very slightly to drop my daughter Catherine off at a summer camp. We seem to use the word camp for these things, even though there's no camping involved at all, and it's not an overnight thing, it's just a during the day thing. So it's like a summer activity club, I guess, is a better word than summer camp. We are well and truly into the world of summer camps this year. Last year, the only thing Catherine did during the summer was a week with her ballet school for a sort of ballet club. And this year she's done, last week she did a couple of days of gymnastics club. This week she's doing mad science club, which I will talk about a little bit more in a little while. And then next week she's back at the ballet club, ballet school again for ballet club for the week. So I feel very sorry for my son, David, in all of this. Poor lad. He starts school in September. He's very excited about starting school, and for the last couple of months he's been very resistant to going to nursery, particularly when my daughter has been off school for school holidays, for the half-term holiday and for Easter before that. He has been very sad because we pay for his nursery place throughout the year, so he doesn't get holidays from nursery. So the last few holidays, when I've been dropping him at nursery, but it's been obvious that his sister isn't going to school and I'm not going to work because I'm off to look after his sister, he's been very sad. And so I thought, well, you know what, let's just take him out of nursery when Catherine finishes school. You know, first time round with Catherine, when she was starting school, we kept her in nursery until the week before she started school. She didn't get any break at all. This time round, because we've already got the childcare problem with one child, I thought, well, we might as well just have the childcare problem with two children and be done with it. And, you know, it saves David all that upset of going to nursery when his sister's not. Which seemed like a good idea at the time. And obviously here in the UK we get some government money towards nursery education, but only during term time. So his government grant would finish at the end of the term anyway, and it would be costing us more to keep him in for August. So we thought, right, okay, well, finish him at the end of July, and then we've got August with both kids around, and that will be nice. It'll be fun. It's a family time. And then all these different summer camps and summer clubs arose, and Catherine desperately wanted to do them. And do you know what? When your six-year-old daughter turns around and says, "Mummy, please, can I do a week of mad science?" you say yes, and you say yes pretty quickly, and you really want to encourage her. You know, it's I am a mathematical scientific person, and I went through my life being one of a very small number of girls who was interested in that kind of thing. You know, my A-level physics class was 20 boys and 2 girls. My A-level maths class was similar kind of ratios. My A-level French class was completely the other way, and it was all girls apart from the 2 boys doing it. So, you know, I was one of those scientific geeky girls, even at school. And, you know, I don't know what it is that puts girls off this stuff. You know, there are all these big campaigns on for getting women coding, getting women into science. And you know what? It was ever thus. I remember when I did A-level physics, a number of times I would come into my classroom and there would be leaflets on the desk that I sat at and the desk that the other girls sat at about getting women into physics careers. They weren't so bothered about the computing careers in those days because computing was still in its infancy, but yeah, there was a movement back then, you know, even however many years ago, to try and encourage more women into science. So this is not a modern problem. This is something that has been going on for, you know, at least a generation. And I must say, it's one of the reasons that I'm a bit harsh on modern campaigns to get women into science, because my experience of campaigns when I was a girl who was interested in science was that it just completely put me off. I didn't like being singled out, and I didn't like being singled out because of my gender. You know, I saw myself as just one of the group. I didn't see myself as always the token female. And, you know, I want to bring my daughter up in that frame of mind. I don't want her to think that it's unusual as a six-year-old for her to be doing science camp. And I must say, I dropped her off at science camp yesterday. Well, not yesterday, no, Monday. First day was the first time I had a little bit of a wobble because I'd signed her up for this thing. She had some previous experience. It's a company called Mad Science, and they do school, after-school clubs, as well as holiday camps and things. And Catherine, about a year ago, in her first term of year one at school, did Mad Science after-school club. And, you know, it was an hour, one day a week, just after school. And she really enjoyed it, and she loved it. So we had some experience of it. We were fairly sure she'd enjoy it. She was absolutely convinced she was going to enjoy it and desperate to do it. And I turned up at the school where it's being held on Monday morning and looked at the sign-in sheet. And the sign-in sheet was Bob, John, Fred. You know, it was... And I looked down and I went, are there any other girls doing this? And at that point, I suddenly had a... Oh heck, I really don't want my daughter to realise that this isn't so popular with girls as it is with boys. I want her to feel able to do it, no matter her gender. Thankfully, there was a Lucy on the list, so there was another girl. And again, yesterday, there were two girls. And I've just had a quick glance down the sign-in sheet this morning, and there's at least two female names on it this morning. So, you know, there are clearly fewer girls. It's a maximum class of 20, although they only had 10 or 12 the last couple of days. They were quieter days. They've got the full 20 today. So, you know, the ratios are still very skewed, boys to girls. But I'm just delighted, and she hasn't commented on the lack of girls. She hasn't been bothered by it. She's just fitted in. She said there's a boy who's also there all week, because a lot of the kids are just doing odd days. There's only a few of them that are doing the whole week, like Catherine is. And so there's a boy called John, she says, who she gets on quite well with, and he's there all week, so she's quite happy to talk to him. So, you know, she's making friends, and she's fitting in brilliantly, and I am just delighted that she has this interest in science, and that she's not being bothered about the gender differences. That's how we need to bring women into science and into coding and that sort of thing. I have long believed that the secret is not to make a big thing of women doing these traditionally male roles. It's not to say, look, we've got a woman doing this role, or look, let's get more women into this role. It's about grabbing the kids when they're young enough that they don't notice these differences, and just bringing them up in an environment where it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter that there's boys and girls. It's just a group of kids who are enjoying science and learning it. And that's what I think is really important that we foster. That's why I'm so pleased that my daughter is willingly going voluntarily to science camp. Although that said, I must say, they did a structure building competition yesterday. You know, one of these typical team building exercises where they were given a whole heap of straws and challenged to make the tallest structure they could. And the teams were split into boys versus girls. And I was rather proud when I picked her up at the end of the day and was informed that the girls' structure had won. And when I looked at the structures, they were still up. The girls had managed to make a structure out of straws that was taller than me. And the boys was about a foot off the floor. Apparently the boys had wasted lots of straws trying to make a really strong base. And the girls had done lots of stuff with triangles to make a really strong structure. Yay, go the girls. So there you go. Anyway, I've talked for nearly 10 minutes about that. But, you know, just it's so good. She's having a good time. And thank you so much for listening to my rambles. And I will talk to you again soon. Bye for now.